Hello, and welcome to Our Daily Magic, where we talk about rituals we can use to cultivate magic in our daily lives. We have three amazing guests here with us, but first, let's start with Del's magical quote of the day.
Sure. And this quote is from Anonymous, so I'm going to say this quote is from the universe. So with this month, it's on healing modality. So this one is directed towards some healing. Short and simple, but yet so profound. And what this quote is, it states, everything heals. Your heart heals. Your mind heals. Your happiness is always going to come back. Bad times don't last.
Interesting. How do you feel about that?
I love that quote because it resonates, especially right now. I authentically expressing myself, going through some healing process right now, some emotions, and realizing that once you get into the present moment, the stuff that you think about that may have happened to you in the past could be from like hardships, relationships, or some other traumatic experiences that help spark some healing for us. And once you get into the present moment and you realize all is well, but then you also realize that those things that happened to you was all part of the evolution and sparking some lessons to help you to get to where you're at. So once I fully focus in the present moment, I have gratitude, love, compassion, appreciation for whatever may happen in the past because it sparked my future.
Very cool.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, it's nothing like a man that's in touch with his emotions. So, a lot of gratitude for that. And of course, it brings up, the infamous quote, this too shall pass. Whether it's good or bad, everything is temporary for better. Well, it is for the better. So, we can frame it that way as well. So, would you like to segue to one of our wonderful guests?
Sure. Now is for the fun part, which we're going to go to each of our lovely guests who are going to tell you a little bit about who they are and also get their thoughts on the quote of the day. So, first person I'm going to go to is Magali.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. First off, thank you so much for having me on here. I'm very excited to be a part of this, a part of the journey, a part of whomever is going to listen to this out there. I know we're here and we're going to be sparking a lot of interest, a lot of energy within people that are listening to us, each other, and again, our listeners. So I'm excited. A little bit about myself. I am an energy healer. I practice two different modalities, one that's very common known as Reiki, and another one, which is vortex healing, which is not so common. Many people have heard about it, but it is a different modality. We channel a different type of energy, many different types of energy frequencies. And I'm also an intuitive mindset coach. So I mix, what I do is I help women get in touch with their emotions, their energy body, get in touch with kind of separate and integrate, right? Separate their ego versus their spirit and get them accustomed to what each is and how to handle the earth. I say the earth, our physical world, because there's a spiritual part of us and there's that earth part of us that perceives what we see, right? And I think it's important to understand the difference between the two because as we are more aware of what we're going through, we'll start to see our experiences as just that, experiences, and earth like a playground, like, hey, this is all these challenges are needed in order for me to grow, right? In order for me to come back to the other world and say, I lived a great life and these experiences made me appreciate this much more. It's kind of like segues into your quote, right? Tough times don't last. They don't. They're here. When we start to understand what, you know, that there's a message behind those tough times, that there's an experience, there's a lesson to learn, we're kind of like, okay, let me be in the present moment so then I can see things more clearly and see what the lesson is behind this. And once we're able to embrace that, it allows us to deal with things more easily, don't get me wrong. I mean, of course, we all know these challenges are going to be, they're going to hurt or whatnot, but it helps us through it. And that's it. Thank you again.
Thank you. An amazing response to the quote of the day. Next person we're going to go to is Erica.
Hi. Hey. Hi. So I'm Erica Krista. I am an Ayurvedic holistic practitioner. I'm also a Reiki master. I've been practicing now for about 4 years. Ayurveda has changed my life. And for those who don't know what Ayurveda is a healing, is India, like the ancient Indian tradition of healing the mind with the five senses, the elements, Mother Earth, and it's by recognizing that every individual is its own individual. It's not what's going to work for Jenna is going to work for Erica is going to work for Magali. So like Ayurveda focuses on the individual person. So for me, my journey and the quote, right, everything heals is so important. I didn't realize that 4 years ago. I was like super sick. I didn't think I was going to come out of it. I was devastated. Western medicine, I appreciate it and everything, but it wasn't working for my body. It was actually making me more sick. So I kind of felt hopeless. And I actually read the same quote many years ago. And I was like, yeah, everything does heal. And I'm here today because of that faith it instilled within me. And yeah, that's pretty much like everything. So I'm grateful. I really am. Thank you for having me on the show today, too. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. And last but certainly not least, we're going to go to Jennifer.
Hello. pardon me. Let's see. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm excited. I have been a healer since birth, and I blocked it for so long because family and friends were against it. But it literally took me till 4 years ago to realize that not everyone uses telepathy. And so as I unravel who I am, I remember I am a shaman, a Reiki master, a pranic healer, an angelic psychic channeler, so an angel whisperer, a child whisperer, an animal whisperer. Let's see what else. I'm starting to remember how to use telekinesis. I am clairvoyant, clairsentient, I've got all the clairs going on. and I use the basis of my, it just keeps on coming and coming, the memories of what I am. And the more I release what it means to want to be a part of the mainstream and be okay with being out here and helping to guide. But I too was very, very ill. I had four autoimmune diseases, and I was supposed to have a steel rod up my back, two knee replacements, and I was able to heal my whole body, and I was dying. So since all of that, it's been an adventure of healing people with cancer, healing people around the world. It's brilliant once you tap into source energy. So yes, along with your quote of the day, everything passes. If you look at it immediately as a gift and release the fear, you can transition very quickly out of illness and disease. Everything is about lessons. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Lesson.
Yes, yes. So I would love to ask you, Jennifer, how do you feel that you have recently fallen back in love with your life? I know we've even referenced a few times here in the conversation thus far where we were in places that we, you know, weren't in such a great place, you know, but eventually we got there. Jennifer, would you like to comment on how you did for your particular situation?
Well, let's see. When I was a little girl, I was going to Catholic school, and everybody would go to the library to flirt, and I would actually go to the church to pray. And it wasn't necessarily praying, but it was being in the presence of Source. And I started realizing as a teenager that I could go into a temple. In Hawaii, my family has a Buddhist temple as well, so I'm also Buddhist. But my church is actually nature. Right outside my window is a whole forest. I literally asked for a forest and boom, got a forest. You know, so what brought me back to joy was the law of attraction and studying vibration, and seeing the magic that happens just by raising my vibration to unconditional love. I was able to heal my body almost instantaneously. I've lost over 140 pounds and I literally haven't changed hardly anything other than learning how to love myself. But my power source is other human beings. I cannot make it through the market without healing someone. So my passion for helping others, I've been an activist since I was, I'd say, about seven. And so I just have so much love. So that's how, what is constantly, what brought me down was abuse from all of my family members, physical, sexual, mental abuse, constant until maybe about 3 years ago. Until finally, can I cuss or no?
Of course. Authentic expression.
Well, I have a therapy called Fuck It Therapy. And finally,
I like it.
Fuck all judgment. Fuck it all, man. I mean, it's really about what the fuck you think about yourself, you know? Mm. And if you finally fall in love with yourself, you can heal anything, anything. And that's my gift to everybody is I have so many people coming to me from around the world and I'm like, dude, you don't love yourself. That's the problem. So once you center into loving yourself and saying, really understanding that it's other people's perspective, not yours, that you have to take on, you know, that if they're judging you, oh, well, who gives a fuck? You know, I really had to release fear that I've lost 43 family members because I admitted that I was a shaman and started writing about it. And the list keeps getting longer and longer. And as your vibration goes up, you know, if their vibration doesn't stay with you, they just naturally fall out of your life. Mm-hmm. And so you have to just, you know, I know we say Source and universe, but I pray and I say let go and let God and release and relax. And you just got to keep on rolling. So there you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo! What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Yeah. So like I realized when I was sick, so I have a degenerative disease that affects the upper and lower sphincters in my esophagus. So when I bend over, normal people bend over, they're fine. I bend over, everything, like all the stomach acid comes out. So I learned this during a yoga practice. I was, you know, doing my flow and then I passed out. So what happened was all the acid irritated my vagal nerve. So this really brought me to this journey of, wow, like self-love, so important. I didn't realize how much I didn't love myself. And unfortunately, a sickness had to bring me down to like the raw, like dirt of it all. Like I was like, wow, like there was so much self-hate, so much self-loathing. There was, I love everybody else around me. I was doing everything else for everyone else, but I wasn't taking care of Erica. So the universe was like, enough already. We're going to put you in a hospital bed. You're not going anywhere until you learn to love yourself. And meditation helped so much. It like allowed me to like the whole rest of the world just fell away. And it was just me and my divine self and God. And we talked it out, we fought it out, we cried, we didn't sleep. We, you know, we just had this like love fest until I started expressing it in my physical world. And here I am today, happy, healthier, you know. And like Jennifer was saying, like healing others. I didn't realize how important, how, you know, I'm so grateful that I recognized my gift like from within. And I was like, wow, like, if I can heal myself, I can heal others. And to see that actually manifest into the real world and to see how grateful these people are. And it's not just, you know, me like saying, oh yeah, you're healed. No, it's them teaching them how to love themselves and how to heal themselves, because we all have the same gifts. We all have this like beautiful divine magic energy within us. And yeah, so it was just an incredible journey, really.
Thank you.
Magali,
would you like to share your journey as well?
Similar to the ladies, my journey, what made me change my life and my world, because I've always had the intuitive gift, but I never really appreciated it or channeled it as much as I do now. However, I myself found myself sick as well. I was diagnosed 4 years ago with an autoimmune disorder, where I could barely sit up without falling asleep, where I started to get chest pains. I just felt I was angry. I was rageful. I was miserable. I was making a ton of money, which was crazy, but I was miserable. And then all these physical symptoms made me like, okay, just made me realize like money is not everything. And then when that doctor told me that there was no cure for what I had and that I would have to take medicine for the rest of my life, I said, you know what? I prayed to God and I said, God, what are you telling me? And God, and I always say this to people, I pray to God every day and he gives me answers, whether it's our spirit guides, you know, our higher self, source. But God said, you're going to heal yourself. You are going to learn how to deal with everything you have going on and heal yourself. So I didn't take medicine. Actually, I did for the first 2 months, made me worse, stopped taking medicine, left the job I was at, started taking training for coaching, started working on myself, meditating every day. I ended up removing meat from my life, becoming a vegetarian, now pescatarian, between pescatarian and vegetarian. I still have yet to decide which one. However, fast forward to today, I technically still have the autoimmune. However, I don't have the symptoms that I had before. I can sit here with energy. I'm very energized all day, every day. And I mean, all of that journey took me back to my past and going through admitting my past, which was being raised in a household full of abuse. Physical abuse, emotional abuse, and how that impacted my self-love. Going back to what you lady said, it all starts with self-love, you know? So, you know, learning how to forgive, learning how to love myself first and foremost. Here I am 4 years later, and I am, again, energized, happy, full of love, very much so living with detachment in the sense that Things hurt me here and there. However, I'm so detached to things in many ways that I'm able to forgive so much easier. I'm able to live with like constant flow of, okay, what's going to happen next? You know, like, you know, excited for the next journey, a next opportunity. So, and again, similar to what you guys say, because I think we all have very similar journeys. I feel most energized and more in touch with myself when I'm healing others, when I'm working with others, when I'm surrounded with people that I not necessarily need us, but our light shines and helps them shine brighter. So that's pretty much my journey in a nutshell.
Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. And thank you all for sharing it. And Magali, you definitely made a valid point of we all have a similar journey, which is why we're all here in this space together. It's so synchronistic.
Yeah, right? Like I when I hear people, healers speak, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm right there. Yeah. I'm right there. I understand your pain, but kind of like your glory. Like it's just so many mixed emotions.
Mm. Yeah.
soul family.
Yes, we are.
Yes. But also the dark night of the soul. To come into the light, you have to go and lose almost everything.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. To be able to become a powerful healer and to live your truth and your purpose, you have to go through the dark night of the soul. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can feel sorry for yourself or you can realize what's going on and kick ass and hurry up and get through it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we're still learning, right? I think I was sharing with Dale how the summer has been such an emotional summer for me. Lots of things coming up after this second training of Vortex that I'm like, oh my goodness, talk about up-leveling. But I know before the up-leveling, you got to go through the stuff. You got to go through the energetic gunk, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And thank you for sharing that because that was perfect timing for me to hear that. So. Thank you. I'm definitely in the dark night portion right now. So yeah. Thank you.
You'll pass.
Yes.
So for our next question, I'm going to start with Magali. So would you share with our audience, how did you discover your abilities or how did your abilities discover you?
Well, that's a good question. So it's looking back, it's crazy because as a child, I think I was maybe in the seventh grade. This is a friend of my mother's came from Peru and she gave me a pair of tarot cards. So I remember doing card readings for people and I didn't understand what was going on. I thought I was just memorizing what the cards meant. And then I remember months later, people that I had read for were like, you know what you said was spot on. My husband was cheating on me. I'm like, oh my God, I said that. Like, you know, looking back, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's crazy. That's when it started. Then in my teen years, I would have intuitive dreams. Things would actually happen. Like I'd dream and it would happen. And it was like, it got scary for me. And I remember praying for it to go away in my 20s, which I had a rough, you know, couple years in my 20s. And then I remember going to a metaphysical place. I was drawn to an energy training course. And I took it. I didn't understand what the purpose was. I'll never forget. I'm like, I don't really know where this is going, but I'm going to take it. And then after that, Reiki followed. But every time I encountered people, they would always say the same thing. You know, talking to you makes me see clearer. Speaking to you makes me feel better. So I'm like, okay. That's pretty cool. Like, that's awesome. And then just leaving the corporate world and being led into coaching, going through the journey of healing myself, then it was like, then I started getting even more in tune with my gifts. And then actually clients coming back to me and telling me the wonderful things that happened following it. I was just like, you know, like when you're going through it, you really don't understand it. You just kind of let go. But the transformation that happens afterwards, it's just mind blowing, you know, and it's exciting. I'm just like, oh my God, I mean, I don't think it's not me. I was like a channel, you know, we're all channels, right? We help to facilitate the process.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Jennifer, same question to you.
Gosh. Well, there's so many stories, but I'll try to be quick, which is hard for me, obviously.
It's okay.
I don't know. Okay, cool. There we go. Okay, so I was in a very abusive relationship, and I had sold my house. I was moving up. I had moved up to a house up in the woods, way on the top of a mountain, with no police force, with this very abusive man, with my son and his daughter and our dog. And I found his notes, how he was going to systematically kill all three of us. And so it was, I was trying to get my master's, and I had to drive down the mountain to go to university. And I remember it was the first time I had really asked for a sign. And all of a sudden I saw Our Lady of Guadalupe on top of a Mexican restaurant. And I thought I was just like seeing things, you know? And she said, "Don't worry, stay gentle." Because I'm a very gentle soul, but I was starting to get angry, you know, and I wanted to protect the children. And so she said, "Go up to your house, go on the web and search for a retreat." And so being Catholic, I was looking for a Catholic retreat, and Sedona just kept popping up. And I didn't even know what metaphysics was or quantum physics or anything like that, you know, but I knew that I was transitioning from being Catholic into being maybe Hindu or Buddhist or something, most definitely a mystic. And so I called the Sedona Soul Adventures, and the lady said, we've been waiting for you. And I was like, "What the fuck? What?" Oh my God. So thank goodness, for the first time in my life, I had some money from selling my previous house. And I flew to Sedona, and I met with over 30 shaman and healers and Reiki masters and everybody. And as soon as I would walk in their home, they'd say, "You know you're a shaman, right?" And I'm like, "Well, what's a shaman?" And during that whole week of meeting with these amazing people in this place of vortexes, I had numerous unbelievable mystical experiences that supercharged me. And then all of a sudden, bam, I was a healer. And I came back and things just started shifting very, very quickly. And so I tell everybody that comes to me, because everybody that comes to you is a mirror image of a certain part of who you are. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're able to help them is because we've already experienced it. And so I tell everybody that comes to me, ask me, "Am I a healer? Am I clairvoyant?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, of course you are, because you came to see me." And mm-hmm. So I call Reiki the starter drug of healing. and so so I really push Reiki and pot to get people going. I don't smoke pot anymore, but it was a great way to, like, I mean, if it was there, I'd smoke it, but it's not there. And it smells too bad, darn it. But I pushed the whole cannabis plant. I think it could save the whole world, but anyway, that's a whole other show. But I don't, you know, I lost track of the question, as I always do. I'm way up in my head all over the place. Okay.
It's all good. We're talking about the discovery of your talents.
So it's just been all over the place. It's like a constant flow of wonderfulness. So, but it's really about release of, like I said, giving a fuck about what other people think. Obviously. I'm done.
Awesome story.
Amazing.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And Erica,
hey.
Same question for you.
Yeah, so so my mother and my grandmother are both doctors of metaphysics, but it was always kept a secret back then. Like, no one spoke about it, no one was allowed to bring it up, and we grew up Catholic, so that was completely, like, no. So, growing, I'm the love child also, so, you know, I have siblings, but I'm the love child, so... growing up, I was always like, anytime somebody passed, I knew that they passed before anybody else did. I was like, oh, mom, great grandmother's there, or, you know, aunt, whoever is there. My mom was like, shh, don't tell anybody, like, don't say anything, like, shh, you know. So then as I started getting older, it got stronger. I was having the intuitive dreams. And then I kept feeling sickness. Like, anybody that was near me, I knew right away that, oh, this person's sick, this dog is sick, this, you know, anything that happened, I kept feeling all of this sickness. And it got to a point where I was, like, overwhelmed by it and being told by everyone around me, oh, just don't say anything about it. I kind of, like, shut down. So then, you know, I went through my teens. I was, like, closed off. I went through the goth stage. And then I got into a relationship, and it just... I was, like, closed off for, like, 10 years.
Ugh.
Yeah, so, but I always felt like I wasn't myself. I felt like I was hiding something, or I was closed, and I wasn't happy. I was making a lot of money, too. I was miserable. One morning, I woke up. I had all these beautiful things in my closet. I'm like, this means absolutely nothing to me. I said, I can light a match to this tomorrow, and I wouldn't care. You know, and I felt lost, and I was crying every single day, suffering from panic attacks, anxiety. I was in a very controlling relationship, and it was just, my whole world was crumbling. So I got out of the relationship, I went out on my own, and then I got sick. So I'm in this hospital bed. I'm in the hospital for almost 11 days at this point. I can't eat, I can't swallow. They're just, like, trying to pump me with pills, and I'm like, no, and then I'm a vegan, so that wasn't working very well in hospital either. So I had this giant bruise from a nurse that tried to give me an IV, and my friend came in, and she's sitting there. She's like, oh, my God, it looks like an elephant, and I'm like, oh, my God, it does. This bruise looked just like Ganesh, and my entire life, I followed Ganesh, and I loved Ganesh because, like, when I was really stressed, I'm like, Ganesh, please get this out of my way. Like, you know, panic attacks, everything. And this was like my sign. And I was like, I'm checking myself out of this hospital right now. And I'm going to meditate every single day. And I'm going to go learn transcendental meditation. And I'm going to, like, change my life. And I'll show you guys the picture. Like, I'll email it to you guys. But it's like, you can see Ganesh on my arm. And I was like, if this is not a divine sign, I don't know what is. And from that moment on is when I started to really embrace myself, love myself, embrace my gifts. You know, I was like, who cares what anybody thinks? Like, I know I'm a medical intuitive. I know that I'm clairvoyant and all that good stuff. And I started surrounding myself with people that were like-minded and appreciated me and helped me grow. And, you know, people came and went on this journey, but I'm grateful for every single person because they helped me build myself back to this incredible person that I am today. So, I mean, Ayurveda came into that picture as well, and it really changed my life because I always was a vegan vegetarian, but I didn't realize how powerful plants are. The plant medicine, plant energy, so powerful, and it can heal everything. Like, it really, really can. So I'm just grateful for all of that. And that's my journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Magali, I'd love to transition to our next question, which I have a feeling that you are very well versed at this subject. And that is, how do you personally protect yourself energetically as a healer when dealing with so many people? Like Erica was talking about, you know, there's a lot out there and some people may not be prepared, you know, to deal with all of that. So Magali, how do you deal with that personally?
There's a combination of things I do. There's a spiritual side and then there's the mindset side, because I think they both go hand in hand. Spiritually, I do a lot of sage clearings, a lot of cord cutting, a lot of energetic, whatever comes to mind, whatever spirit or whatever idea comes to mind. So I pay attention to my intuition. So I do a lot of visualization stuff. I also carry crystals with me. I don't have them with me right now. That's the spiritual, the energy side, right? But another part of staying centered and staying, warding off negative energy is a lot of mind work on yourself, being aware of your triggers, being aware of what it is that is coming at you. Because, you know, there's one thing I say, because we're all empathic, right? We all feel what others feel. That's a part of being a healer. But usually what happens is, and I always tell people, like, yes, a person can be angry and it can affect your energy body, but energy resonates. If it resonates within you and it's affecting you, that means it's a part of you. So, you know, you got to figure out what the trigger is, right? Oh, I thought I heard someone speak. I'm sorry. So you being able to recognize when it's not your energy is a part of shielding yourself from other people's energy, because that also allows you to kind of work on the for future reference what it is. You know, okay, well, that person triggered me this time. You know, I know that person's a very angry and miserable person, or I hate to say miserable, very angry, very energetically charged person. However, you know, for the next time, I protect myself better. You know, another thing that came to mind, which actually just came and then left. I lost my train of thoughts. I get so much information that I'm like, nah, I got to write it down. I'm trying to think something so important that I wanted to share and I can't remember it now. Maybe I'll remember it during, like, while you guys speak, but it's another part of being clear of other people's energy. But if it comes to mind, guys, I'm sorry, I'll bring it up again, but it's similar to Jennifer. Like, I get so much information and I'm like, I just lose my train of thoughts. So hopefully it comes up.
It's all good. And also I saw that you had a PDF, about protection and stuff like this, which is why I bring it up.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, that's the energy side. So remember, that's the spiritual side where our eyes can't really see. Yes, I have many different ways, many different ancient traditional ways to clear your energy, which is a combination of the sage, crystals, certain waters that you can do, visualization, candles, so many different ways that you can clear yourself. But remember, most importantly, intention. With intention, you can do so much. All these things are powerful because of your intention. So thank you for reminding me of that.
Sure. Erica, would you like to comment on it as well?
Yeah. What was the question again? There's so much going on.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
How do you protect yourself?
Oh, yes.
As a healer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the same thing. I do a lot of visualization, meditation. I do call in, like, God, archangels. Archangels have been on this journey with me a lot. So Archangel Michael, great protector, all your journey. And also, like, just when I come across people that have like very intense energy, I just try to center myself and calm myself, because I know that they're just trying to express themselves. Like there's so much built up within them. I try to be like, not trying to absorb their energy, just trying to help them take a little pressure off. So what I do is like, I'm like, okay, they're expressing themselves. I take a little bit and then I get rid of it for them. So, you know, like in Reiki, you know, we wash away. I just wash it away and I try to help them. And also, you know, crystals, sage. Yeah, that's pretty much the same.
Awesome. And Jennifer?
Well, as soon as I experience negative energy, which is pretty quick, I have learned, because I used to be a social worker, that the two safest places to touch someone is their shoulder and their elbow. And I immediately start giving love that way, by touching and asking, are you okay? And then I've learned the difference between aggression and assertiveness. And so I'll say, you're being rude, you're being mean, you're being unkind, and I'm not going to take this. So learning how to stand in your own power, but also as I'm doing that, sending healing and love at the same time. And if that person triggers me, I immediately, because I no longer want to feel the sensation of negative vibration, I know that there's a lesson there present. And so I awaken to the lesson. And then I just send them love and light. But then I do a lot of what you ladies do with the sage and the, the candles and the, you know, but mostly really taking care of oneself. You know, if someone really freaks me out, I'll have a bubble bath. or I'll walk in the forest, or I'll meditate or whatever, but it's mostly being very aware of what the lesson is at hand, and sending love and light immediately. There you go.
Yeah. Sending love is like something, you know, I always try to do. And sometimes like in the moment you don't get the opportunity to. So as soon as I get home and I'm like, wow, that was really intense. And then I send them love, you know? But sometimes when they're expressing themselves like that, it's because it's a lack of love that they're experiencing. So,
you're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
So for our next question, we're going to gear this towards community because, of course, with our daily magic, we like to build a strong community. You're looking to cultivate magic. So for this question, I'm going to go to Erica first. Okay. And can you share with our audience about the importance of having a community as you go in your healing journey?
I'm sorry, what was the last part? I didn't hear.
Sure. Can you talk about the importance of how a community can work for you during your healing journey?
Oh, absolutely. So community is so important because it's that support system. You know, I was in a place and I was surrounded by people that didn't understand the spiritual world. They believed only in Western medicine. It was a very closed-minded community I was in previously. But when I started surrounding myself with like-minded individuals who practice meditation, who practice Reiki, because of me surrounding myself with people that practice Reiki, I started learning Reiki myself. And I didn't realize how powerful it was. But just having that support system and having those like-minded souls who are there to show you love and compassion no matter what. There were days that like I could not even get out of bed, but I knew that, you know, people are sending me love and sending me healing energy and were there for me. And it's just so, so important to have this community. So I believe more and more we need to start facilitating more meditation classes, more education on spirituality, healing modalities, plant medicine. I'm all about the CBD and the cannabis also. Even though I don't smoke pot, I still know that there is so much healing there. So, it's super important to have communities. Absolutely.
Awesome. And same question for you, Jennifer.
Well, I grew up feeling very, very weird and suicidal from 3 to 47. So the last 3 years have been the only time in my life that I haven't wanted to kill myself because I felt so alone. And yet so connected. So community saved my life. I co-owned a tea room with my mom. And I was told that I was going to die in 6 months. And right then and there, she left me. And we didn't have any staff. And all these women came to my hand and helped me run the tea room as I was dying. I'm over 140 pounds heavier. I had lost all my teeth. I fell down, had a broken nose, two black eyes. My hair was falling out. I was lovely. And at my most physical, ugliest, all these people came and saved my life with me by showing me, by mirroring the immense love that I give. And I started teaching, even looking like that, all these women about the law of attraction after I would close the tea room. And then I started writing in an anonymous Facebook page about what I was going through. And within like 2 months, I had like 10,000 followers. And I really thought that I was the only one that was weird like me. And to find out that there's a gigantic net of soul family, that community has given me my power back, the power I never knew I had, you know. And so the immense like comfort level, like for me to just sit here and chill with you guys and be me and not be, because I was terribly, terribly shy. And now I'm like just so chill about everything because I realize that we're all feeling the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so community has saved my life. But it's about being vulnerable and saying your truth. And that's how you get community. But definitely everybody coming in and helping me save my life.
Beautiful. Awesome. And same question to you, Magali.
I think that the human us, the importance of community, right? The human us needs that validation from others. I mean, we can sit here and convince ourselves like we don't need it. However, it feels good. So surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals makes you be able to be yourself. It allows you to speak freely. It allows you to just give the best you can, because everyone is quote unquote weird with you. So you're just like, let's be weird together, you know? So that alone raises your vibration. That alone clears your energy to be able to be your complete and most vulnerable self, as Jennifer said. So I think we all need to find that community, because if not, this phrase has been coming to me for the past couple of weeks. And I think about it because I think it came to me because of my daughter. It's an Albert Einstein quote. If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll be stupid forever, or something like that, right? So when you're with like-minded individuals, you're all fish and it's okay. But when you're not with like-minded individuals, you're going to be perceived differently and it's going to get to you. You're going to be like, maybe I am weird. Maybe I shouldn't speak up. So I think that's the importance of it, because that kind of fuels you to be yourself. So when you are around those people that aren't like you, it's okay, because you have so-and-so has your back. You know, you have your friends that are like, yes, be you. And you're like, you know, I'm good. I don't need to be myself. Well, it's a great idea to be myself with everybody, but sometimes you just gotta, you know, not everyone's on your spiritual journey, so they won't understand you. And that's okay too. But having that community will give you that fire to be okay with that. Be okay with walking every day, knowing that not everybody is a part of the understanding awareness that you have, and that's okay.
Add something?
Yeah,
of course. Okay. So like, I see the spiritual community as our like recharge station, right? We're electric cars, right? So that's our recharge station. Yeah. But it gives us the energy to go out there. And even though we're weird in the real world, it's like we inspire others and they're like, oh wait, where's this charge station? I want to come too, you know? So then
yeah.
You bring them back with you. You're like, here, plug in here. You'll be perfectly fine.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Thanks.
Awesome. So, Erica, we can start off with you. Do you have anything coming up that you would like to share? Where can we find you out on the internet? And of course, any parting pieces of advice?
Okay, so I don't have any events right now. I actually have a month off, so I'm super excited. But I do one-on-one meditations or group meditations. So feel free to contact me. I have an awesome Instagram where there's inspiration and Ayurvedic tips here and there. It's at Erica Krista. And my website is www.wholesomehealer.com. So you can find some good tips there. I'm all about balancing the chakras too. So if you need help in that department, and I also do Ayurvedic consultations. So you can just send me an email, erica@wholesomehealer.com, and we can set that up as well. So, and
thank you. Yeah. And that's a really great dosha quiz. I took it myself this morning, found out to no surprise that I'm Pitta all the way.
Yeah. I see the Pitta in you. Definitely.
I'll have to take some action on that soon.
Yes, so I definitely, you know, send me an email. I'll give you some good recipes to help balance that Pitta.
Thank you. Magali, love to know where we can find you, if you have anything coming up, and of course, parting piece of advice.
Okay, so you can find me at my website, which is my first name, lastname.com. www.magalilamadrid.com. I do have an amazing freebie that gives you some ancient traditions on how to clear yourself, energy hacks. I also do one-on-one coaching, which I do take complimentary sessions that are an intro to my intensives. I also have a membership coming soon. I have yet to figure out a date, but it's more so for community and just to learn everything that I know, both on the energy and the physical world of what we're going through. And parting pieces of advice is, yes, I think the most spiritual people will understand that we are constantly going to be learning. We are constantly going to be going through lessons. So yes, we may be feeling happy today, but tomorrow something might come up and it's going to throw us off our spiritual wheel, and that's okay. Just know that there's a lesson in that. There's a message in every challenge that you're going through. And, you know, to be your highest self is to really embrace that, really embrace the human you, because what is that saying? We're spiritual beings on a human experience. Mm-hmm. That's literally what it is. It's really simple. And the more we simplify it and just accept it, the more we're going to be able to breathe and relax and be able to come face to face with these challenges in a more relaxed way. And you're your own healer. Like, you know, in regards to all those energy healings, they're kind of like facilitating they're kind of starting the healing, kind of like the match that sparks that within you, that you're going to be able to figure it out on your own. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jennifer, where can we find you?
Jennifer Ching Lopez. So just think of J-Lo with a little Chinese in her. Jennifer Ching Lopez. And on the site, I have realized that because my sessions were lasting between 3 and 7 hours at a time so that I could fully heal somebody. And I'm realizing to completely shift consciousness, it takes about 10 weeks. So that's a new program that I have going on there. And it's more cost effective, I think. But my lasting words are just to understand, to jump into the flow, that you have to love yourself and you have to reach out, be brave enough to reach out and to be vulnerable. And through vulnerability, that's where you found your power to find yourself again.
Oh, thank you to each one of you. And thank you so much to everyone who is listening out there. We appreciate you being such an amazing audience and for inspiring these amazing episodes that we have together. I'd also like to thank our wonderful executive producer, Sam Leibowitz at talkradio.nyc, who helps to make all of this possible. We are so grateful to him. And Del, parting quote?
Stay magical.
Love it.
Thank you.
Same place, same time next week. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Namaste.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi. Are you interested in blockchain technologies and cryptocurrencies? Then tune in here on talkradio.nyc with me, David, every Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, as we answer your questions and interview great guests live on Internet Radio on Building the Blockchain, where you can catch the blockchain revolution.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.